Did a survey about spring and top five ways Americans plan to celebrate spring in 2017. 15% start grilling outside, Craig.
Oh, I'm with that.
11% exercise outside.
Okay.
10% decide to buy new clothes.
Hmm.
14% are also doing a thorough house cleaning. I mean, there's a lot of that spring cleaning going on, and maybe somebody could help us with some of our spring cleaning and our DIY projects. We've got Jeff Devlin joining us. He, of course, of HGTV and DIY Network, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Good morning, and here's to the 14% out there who are rolling up their sleeves.
Well, those are the only ones that admitted it. The other ones are probably going to be coerced into doing something like that.
That is true.
You know how it is.
This is the time of year.
And, of course, it's one of those things where either you have a plan or Mother Nature and your house decide to tell you what needs to be done. Give us some ideas of what we want to get doing for springtime and saving money and getting cleaning going.
Well, so one thing about spring cleaning, we all do, it's almost like we feel necessary to get out there because we have that energy, we have that rejuvenation of spring, and you start cleaning, say, simply the countertop. Maybe it's a backsplash in your kitchen because you just want to add a little value. You want to, you know, roll up your sleeves, get working, and that sometimes turns into the reality of maybe it's time to replace that countertop, or maybe you start cleaning the refrigerator and you realize maybe it's time to renovate certain aspects of your house that you weren't planning on doing. It's getting the knowledge, getting that excitement, and not having to pick up the phone to call 18 contractors to say, okay, you know, I need a quote on this, I need a quote on this, I need a quote on this. It's time to empower yourself as a homeowner to get the knowledge, get the information, and make some things happen in your house, because now we have that excitement. For whatever reason, sometime in the dead of winter, people aren't as excited about doing this.
Jeff, one thing I've noticed on a number of recent TV shows, I've seen more and more people bringing old wood into their homes and repurposing that. Any tips there?
Of course. I mean, any time that you can bring in materials that add value to your house, but materials that mean something to you. And for me personally, barn wood has a character that is unmatched. The fact that somebody at one point cut down that tree to build a house, either the siding on a house or beams in a house, hewn the log by hand, and I can add that to the inside of my house, that adds value instantaneously for most of the houses out there. And it works in any design. It works in modern. It works in old homes. And it's simple and easy to do an accent wall where you're making straight cuts and you're nailing it to the wall. I find that the patina in the old wood, it's not just the painted wood. It's not just the hewn wood. It's all sorts of other different things, like plaster lath you can add to the wall as well. The sky's the limit.
I was at the store the other day buying a washer, a PVC plug washer, some sink. My sink was leaking underneath. I didn't know it until I went underneath and thought, why is everything wet under here? Had to trace it back. And it took a couple trips, but I was able to fix it myself. And I felt a little pride in that.
Yeah, I mean, you stand a little taller when you can fix something in your house. But what I tell people that's sometimes very difficult to get across, maintenance is so very important. That leak over time could have happened by simply a clog that rotted that joint that was sitting there. You know, we've all, Bruce, stood in the shower at some point in our life, whether or not it was back in college, where you're standing in that shower and you realize that you're ankle deep in dirty water. And obviously, you might look the other way, but that's not healthy. That's not a healthy drain. That water is sitting in there. It could be rotting the pipes. It could be causing problems. When in reality, instead of dealing with it and either calling a professional, there are ways now that you can use products out there to just literally pour into the drain and solve your problem right away. Gel Clog Remover by Roto-Rooter is my go-to. I pour it right in the drain. It dissolves all my daughter's hair. And all of a sudden, instantaneously, my problem's fixed. So those things that turned into a little more of an aggravation for you can be avoided if you think ahead.
Now, I know that sometimes it's not until it shows itself that we realize there's a problem. Is there some sort of a regular maintenance so it doesn't get to that point?
Well, I do. And spring's the perfect time to remember. Like, hey, you know what? There's five people in my house with long hair. Why not, before even the clog happens, it's like maintenance for your house. You know, some people will paint the walls, you clean your countertops. Your drain is just as important as everything else that you see. So sometimes that's preventative. pouring it in before the big backup happens, it keeps everything nice and smooth, and it keeps that water running down and out of your house just the way you want.
We're talking this morning with Jeff Devlin. He's host of Stonehouse Revival, coming up to another season. How are things going? Obviously, you got season two under your belt or working on it. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we got season two under our belt. You know, it has been beyond a blessing to continue to get to do this. I've you know, being a carpenter and a contractor, that was a dream come true. Get to share my knowledge, share some of the crazy stories, share some of the experience. Even getting to do these sort of instances, kind of, they're quite amazing. And it's definitely been a blessing, and I look forward. The new show will start airing April 12th on DIY at 9 p.m.
Hey, I have a couple questions. We have some historic houses in our area here, but a lot of times the people who own them are kind of restricted based on some rules that have been put in place. What do you mm-hmm. have for people who move into a historic home and have to understand there might be things that they're allowed to do, not allowed to do, or what advice do you have for that?
So normally you're told at the sale of the house what restrictions there are on your house. If you're listed or if you're registered with the National Historic Society, there's obviously things that you would need to know. Your local historical society is a great resource. And I always tell people, if you're an old house person, you want to know the history of the house. You want to know who's lived in it. So research the deed, find out certain things, and then when you start to find pictures of the house, you know, when I renovate homes, and in all honesty, there's certain things that we do nowadays that would not have been done 200 years ago, and that includes putting in all of the cabinets, the bathrooms, the electricity. Those are our necessary evil these days. So with an old house, I tell people, be careful. You don't need to over-modernize a house because that's the beauty in the old home. The simplicity is what I really wish, you know, as a society we would go back to slightly, where we could slow down a little more. We can appreciate cooking on a fireplace, have more of that family time, the meals at the big dining table. I just wish, you know, sometimes I feel like we could lose electricity for a couple of days and it would all still be okay.
Enjoy the tongue and groove, right?
Yes, exactly. There you go.
I sometimes wonder how these are hold together without any nails in some buildings. I've seen that. It's amazing. It's almost like a lost art, it seems to be.
It is, and I feel like if people who will buy these old homes and appreciate them, that care about the character, we start to change certain things. We don't look at things as like, well, we could just nail that together. We look at it as like, well, maybe we could do a sliding dovetail, or maybe we could do this. And they have pride, and I would love to see that brought back in more of the homes these days and also in more of the projects around the house.
One other thing I wanted, and this is just, I'm going to use you as my personal therapist here. I have so many different tools that I don't know where they are, and I keep buying the same one over. Got any advice for me to kind of organize my tools?
I want to say, my joking one is get an assistant, but my second one is basically I created a system in my garage where everything is visible, or if I put it in a drawer, it has to go back. Organizing them is, it's just like spring cleaning. It's hard to do because it's, you get started, and then it's tough to finish. But the excitement is when you can look at, like, if you have a tool chest, label everything. Get excited about how quickly it's going to, maybe it takes an hour, but that hour is so well spent because the next time you go out to the garage, you know exactly where your tool is. So it's not that frustration of trying to look for the sander, the screwdriver, the drill, because when you have to hunt for things, the project is already off to a bad start.
That's right. And I sometimes have to remember, where was the last thing I did something? And then I can find my tools there, usually.
Do what I do. I blame it on my kids.
That's
I'm
right.
Like, oh, those kids took it.
And why is it I can only, every time I pull out the screwdriver, it's a slotted screwdriver, not a Phillips head?
What's funny? Yeah, that only works in what I do because there's, you know, very rare are you to find a flathead screw anymore, unless it's in an older house. Right. They really don't even manufacture them anymore.
Well, they're good for jimmying loose things. That's what they're used for.
That's true. An opening paint can.
Very good. HGTV DIY Network's Jeff Devlin. Of course, when does the Stonehouse Revival hit the air again?
Stonehouse Revival will start airing on April 12th at 9 p.m. on DIY Network.
And if people want to find out more about some of those products you talked about, where's a good place to get some details?
Go to rotorooter-products.com.
Sounds great. Appreciate your time, Jeff. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much, Bruce.